Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone.
Today we're recommending A Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin. Impress your friends with real-life magic. Act like you read a long book without any actual reading.
Think of all the masturbating you'll get done.
So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. That's audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Enjoy the episode. Reese's, put down that Merc Monk.
But he's my friend.
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor. In the shadow of the mountain, cry their name.
Until the deed is done, until the quest is won, the battle's in our minds, until the end of time.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And today we're talking about mimics and
great swords or bastard swords.
Bastard swords,
bastard
Josh.
Swords.
We just talked
about this. God damn it.
So Josh and I will text each other during the week after reading all the props submitted on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I picked mimics submitted by Robert Simpson. And what did you pick, Josh?
I picked great swords, and I forget who did great swords.
It was by Wacky D.
Wacky D.
Old Wacky D submitted that one.
Yeah.
And you texted me first, bastard swords.
Yes.
And then you said, wait, it's great swords. I didn't read that text because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. You forget about the second text always.
So I've already written it down, and uh-huh. I've already said it.
Yeah.
Officially, the episode will be mimics and great swords. I wrote about a bastard sword. I'm sorry, Wacky D. I should have read Josh's text appropriately.
Well, lesson learned.
Lesson learned. And next week, I'll do the same damn thing.
I'm just going to start texting you like 15 different prompts.
Yeah, I'll ask you to specify, and I'll just get an old FU probably.
That's how it goes. That's how it works.
It's usually our relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, Dom.
But before we get into that, Josh, what did you do this week?
Okay, so last night, I live like above old 5 and 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
And
a 5 and dime.
A 5 and dime. And I was downstairs last night doing dishes or whatever. And because that's where I do my dishes. It's a long story. Anyway, I was walking up the steps, and like I have like a back porch that's like an enclosed porch, and I heard this like chirping, like a really high pitched chirping sound,
uh-huh.
And I thought it was like a cricket, and I was like, "What the fuck is there a cricket doing?" And I look inside because I have like a glass door on the back of my house, and there's the cats are like looking out the door, and they're freaking the fuck out, like they're looking out like some shit's going on, right? And I'm like, "Oh, they want to eat the cricket or whatever." So like, I'm walking closer to my door, and the chirping is like getting louder and louder and louder, and then I feel this thing like latch onto my shirt, like my back, and at this point, I realize it's not a cricket; it's a bat.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So I fucking lose my shit, and I like rip my I'm wearing like a hat. I like rip my hat off, and I like fucking bolt inside, and I like shake the thing off of me, like I like just start brushing myself off like crazy, and I'm like screaming like a girl.
Well, like, I was too, with a fucking wild bat latched onto your back.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And I jumped into the shower. And I broke my shower doors. Like, they came off the hinges.
Oh, no.
And I, like, fucking jump in the shower. Before I, like, ran into the house, I slammed the door behind me because I didn't know if this fucking bat was, like, still on me. It all happened so fast, Dom.
Yeah, well, I would imagine. I mean, it would probably just be a blur in my mind because I would just be moments of freaking out and then coming back down, like my adrenaline finally dropped.
Dude, it was like fight or flight. Like 100%, I was an animal. Like I was like a mouse in a field, and a fucking hawk was circling me. That's how afraid I was. And, like, I slammed the door, and I slammed the door on the bat.
Oh.
Like, on his wing. And he was,
oh.
Yeah. And, like, he was stuck under there, so I got, like, a tub, like, a little, like, bucket or whatever. And he was alive, and he was fine. I called my uncle, because, like, I'm not touching a bat. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to touch a bat.
Well, most uncles usually have a background in handling bats for some reason.
They all know how to deal with bats and pipes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need something fixed, plumbing, or wild bats attacking you. Give your uncle a call.
Exactly. So he came over, and he got a pillowcase, and we put this bat, like, in this bucket inside of a pillowcase, and we let him free. He wasn't there this morning, so he's probably fine.
Oh, good, good. Well, this had a happy ending. I thought the bat would have died after being shut in a door.
No, it didn't close, like, all the way, and it kind of just got his wing. But I felt really bad later because he was kind of chirping and, like, making that weird noise. But,
so it was in your house?
It was on the porch. Like, somehow they get into my porch. The porch goes outside. There's a door, though, and it's always closed. So I don't know how the fuck they're getting in, but... There's bats in my house. I live in a fucking haunted, spooky house, as you know.
You
so.
Do. Your house is fucking haunted as shit. And I'm not kidding.
No, it's weird. My house is weird.
Well, tell you what I did this week. I'm glad you're okay.
I have rabies. I'm a Dracula, too.
You didn't get bit, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, that's something a vampire would say. So you keep your distance until I see you in daylight. Henderson.
Hold on, there's more bat emergencies going on. Good luck with the bats, boys!
Tell you what I did this week, Josh.
What'd you do?
I was supposed to watch a movie.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't watch it. What movie was it?
You were supposed to watch Predestination.
Predestination. Well, things came up in my life, and... like, right after posting the new episode, things changed for me drastically.
Yeah.
And I haven't really had time to watch it just because I've been dealing with everything since then.
Right.
But basically, and I've told you this before, but I'm going to tell you this again for the sake of our audience so they can also hear.
I will be the stand-in for the audience.
Yeah, so you go ahead and react when I tell you this.
Okay.
I have to move back to Los Angeles.
Dun, dun, dun!
Wait, that's not how the audience reacts. That's the sound that tells the audience how to react.
That's how they should be reacting. That's how I reacted when you told me. In my head, I went, dun, dun, dun. You know, just so everybody knows, I didn't make Dom move back.
No.
It's nothing, you know, that about the show or anything. We're still going to do the show. Don't worry. I know that's what.
So don't worry about any of that. The show will still go on.
Yeah.
I originally moved back to work with you guys more. That means the continue crew of people, Josh, Nick, Paul, Mike, Luke, all those guys. I've been appearing on continue. You can actually check out the latest episode, Kid Dracula. Did you watch that one?
Yes, I did. Dude, that was a great. I was laughing hard.
It came out pretty well, and that's not just because I edited it and played the whole game.
No.
It's a fun one.
It's a classic. It's an instant classic.
Anyway, go check out the episode. It's on the Continue Show YouTube.
Yes.
But I came back to work with John and Paul, if you know who those guys are. I'm not going to get too specific. But basically, things don't always work out the way you think they will.
Yes.
And life changes dramatically and drastically.
Almost instantaneously.
But I'm heading back to the West Coast, and I'm out of here. I gotta get going.
Well,
By the end of this month, I'm gonna be ready to get going.
One good thing is no more snow for you. So
no more snow.
That's gonna be good.
Potential of another dangerous drought, who knows?
Deadly earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
And fires, the pits of hell.
You know what? Hey, if I gotta wait for the big one,
the big one,
but I don't get any snow, hey, let's go do it.
You would take an earthquake over snow. That's pretty.
No, I'm joking. Actually, the snow here hasn't been very bad at all.
No, it wasn't too bad. It's been colder than it's ever been in my life.
Yeah, it's been pretty freaking cold. It stinks. I'm in this house here in Philadelphia, and I really love it. I really love being in Philly. It's much cheaper than L.A., that's for sure. But, you know, I've just been ordering a cheesesteak every so often from the local pizza place.
Cheesesteakery, yes.
Oh, the cheesesteakery is so good. It's been heavenly. I'm glad I've gotten my fill of that.
You cannot go to another city and have a good cheesesteak. They don't exist anywhere else. I don't care what anyone says.
Well, there is one place.
Where's that?
In L.A.
I don't believe you.
There's a place on Virgil and... Gosh, it's right off Sunset.
It's just almost on Virgil from the WWF.
It's from Virgil from the WWE. He and Ted DiBiase opened a cheesesteak place.
Called Virgil's, weirdly enough.
But it's called... oh, God, what is it called? I can't even remember now.
It's been so long. You're heading back now, though.
They import their rolls, though, from Amoroso.
Yeah, that's why, because it's all about the roll, man.
Yeah, it is. It really is all about that role.
It's like, where do we normally go? When we used to do the show at your old house, we would go to...
Primo.
Primo. Fuck yeah.
Dude, you know, those were good times. Hanging out, getting a Primo, watching the Eagles.
Watching the Eagles slowly disintegrate. Yeah, Eagles fans.
There was a couple times we walked away from hanging out where we didn't want to make anything. Fucking Eagles.
We would watch an Eagles game and be like, this show's not getting made. The Eagles suck. I'm sad.
But that's the situation. I'm going to be getting out of here soon. And I've got a bunch of fantasy fiction merch in my basement. So right now we're running a sale up until Sunday, this coming Sunday. It was until this Sunday that we're recording this, which is yesterday if you're listening on Monday.
Yes.
Anyway, Sunday, I'm just going to give you a date. What the heck? Sunday, the 15th of March, 2015, the sale will expire. But the sale is 15% off any hoodie. It's promo code DUBDUB. So you save about $5 if you buy a hoodie. It also works on crew necks. And if you want to support the show and support me moving easy.
Yes, support the...
buy something. Buy anything. It doesn't matter.
By
fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com.
3 bumper stickers.
No, 3 hoodies.
3 hoodies.
3 hoodies, and you'll never be cold again. But enough of that.
Yes.
Josh, let us get into our tales of mimics and great swords.
Let us do those things.
Yes.
Okay, we're doing it. Are you ready for my story this week of great swords / bastard swords and mimics?
I am not ready, but you're just going to have to lay it on me because it's now or never, dude.
It is now or never. My story this week is called Bastards of the Dumb.
Ooh.
That is a great replacement song, Bastards of the Young. That's where I got it from.
Oh, nice. Hey. I like that. I like that, Josh.
I like that. That's clever. You should write stories.
You should maybe think about writing sometime.
Yeah. You may have heard Daranos is in the ass-kicking, adrenaline-pumping, ask-your-mother-out-on-a-date-and-finger-banger adventuring business, and cousin, business is a-boomin'. At this point, adventuring in Daranos is like that one summer you and your friends discovered Dub Dub and did nothing but smoke dank, hang out in Toys R Us parking lots, and try to get a handful of titty at the Midtown concert because chicks will let you slide in a second if you take them to a pop punk show and treat them with respect. But mostly if you take them to a pop punk show.
Is this something that happened to you, Josh?
I had a great time in high school.
A handful of boob.
All the time. Just always all boobs in my hand. I went to history class, titty in my hand. The adventuring fad hit its peak during the great loot rush of 6949 and has yet to wane. All sorts of types of adventuring became trendy. Vegan adventuring, where you only adventure for things that don't have a soul or are carrying a soul stone. Parkour venturing, where you have to parkour your way around doing the coolest sick moves in order to find treasure, and the treasure of being physically fit and looking like a badass.
Is that one of those things where the real treasure is becoming fit in the process?
Yes, it's like a quest for your body.
Gotcha.
And hey, your mind. Crump venturing, much like parkour venturing, where you gotta pop and lock your way into finding fat loot and maybe impress some big booty bitches along the way, ensuring that you get that quote lap loot.
And is that the real treasure of crump adventuring?
That's the real treasure of real
life. Is getting your dick grinded upon? Oh, maybe your vagina grinded upon? I don't know. Yeah,
or maybe both. Maybe both. Maybe you got both. I don't know. I don't presume. But one of the more obnoxious fads was couples adventuring, where in order to foster a better sexlationship, couples would go off in search of treasure and hopefully find the treasure of recaptured love. I'm ready to find some sick loot, babe, said Bardley Tries Too Hard, an orc cool guy who doesn't afraid of anything and who especially doesn't afraid to tell people the time he used to be in a bard band.
Doesn't afraid of anything. Classic. Good work, Josh.
Thank you. Plus, he had a dope tattoo with the words "Throm didn't tap out" in ancient Orcs Fire Ease, so you know this dude was rad.
To imply that Throm had been tortured at some point, but
right.
You know, that probably has happened a couple times.
He's my lord and savior, so. Sigh, said Evelyn Thornsnatch, Bardley's dark elf common law wife. Is it okay to call them dark elves, or is that like one of those things that only they can say to each other? You know, like how they shake hands.
Whoa!
Narrator, come on.
Well, I mean, you know, to be honest, maybe the dark elves of Daranos have a very interesting handshake. I don't know.
They're like the Masons. They got secret handshakes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Can't talk about it, Dom.
Yeah, don't talk about the Masons either.
We're going to get our podcast. They know. I don't know about this, Bardley. I'm not the adventuring type. I think I'd rather stay home and all C-Flix episodes of What Not to Equip on DLC, the Daranos Learning Channel. I mean, equipping a +2 agility gold necklace with a purple 7% restore mana chest piece with shoulder pads? What is this? The 6980s? Babe, you know things have been getting a little stale. We need to spice things up. Like that, like on that one all C channel that doesn't come in right, but you know someone's getting plowed. Aw, Bardley, you know I love it when you use all C ball metaphors for our love life, Evelyn said as she kissed him. Besides, Bardley went on, as he did, sad piano music began to play, and his smile turned into a sad smile. Besides, you know how I never had a father figure growing up? It was just me and my mom, who was always telling me and my bastard brothers we needed to make something of ourselves. She'd say, boys, if you don't do something with yourselves, you're going to grow up and be just like your no-good father who left us for that slut Tracy at the meat hall. I don't want to be like him. I don't want to marry a slut named Tracy. I want to be married to you and adventure with you, babe, Bardley said as he grabbed his two-handed greatsword from off the mantle and sheathed it. As he did, a single tear rolled down his green orc cheek because I never had a father's love. I mean, he. Yes, he never had a father's love.
Hey, was that why they called it spice? Because they intended on spicing up people's love life?
I think so.
People have sex.
I think you would order it and then, like, you would initiate a sex act with your partner and then watch the sex act on the TV.
Is that the theory of things? Is that how it's supposed to be?
I think so. That's how it should be.
Man, because it is not that way at all.
Well, we got the internet now.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you don't even need a partner. You can just masturbate all day long. Anyway.
My God, he's right.
Goodbye, relationships. I got jerking off to do.
It's just like that song I wrote called Neglect Me Not, he continued, and he began to sing, Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know, I just closed my eyes, and the whole world disappeared because I was two and you abandoned me and I didn't have object permanence yet. It wasn't easy for me being a scared orc boy in a troll neighborhood.
This went on for 17 long Inagata Davida-esque minutes. Everyone hated it.
That's my nightmare, an extended version of that song.
Of Father of Mine.
Oh, my God.
That'd be terrible. Evelyn saw how much this meant to him. Plus, she just wanted him to stop. All right, we'll go on this adventure. But when we get home, we're watching Gilmore Ghouls. The Gilmore Ghouls.
Good work.
Soon, Bartley and Evelyn were off on their first couple's adventure. As they came to a fork in the road, a large plume of purple smoke appeared as the Ultimate Warrior theme began to magically play. When the smoke cleared, there stood a wizard.
Father of mine.
That started playing because it was the next song on the CD, but then we had to stop it.
Hit a mixtape for road trips. Mix CD. Hello there, young adventurers, he said cheerily. I understand this is your first couple's adventure.
You know it, bro, Bartley said as he slapped Evelyn on her big old booty. It just happened to be big. I'm not stereotyping.
Well then, the wizard went on, I must warn you, the treasure you seek may be found near the mountain peak, but may not be what you seek.
Bro, are those lyrics, Bartley said, asked excitedly. You rhyme seek with seek. That's, wow, I gotta use that in my next song called Disappearing Daddy, : Ghost Dad 2.
No, the wizard went on, I'm trying to tell you, what you may find may blow your mind.
Dude, bro, we gotta start a band together, bro. Your lyrics are like if Maya Orkjalu were in a Treyu. Wait, Bartley continued. Orc Treyu, our band name. Calling it. You in, bro?
Evelyn and the wizard rolled their eyes. Just be mindful, the wizard said as he re-disappeared, like Ghost Dad 2. It's probably like a hot tub full of bearded wizard bitches, because that's what I would do if I had magic. Finally, Bartley and Evelyn reached a mountaintop cavern where, from the outside, they could hear the screams and moans of 1,000 tortured souls. They could hear the moans getting louder and louder as they entered the cavern. That's good moon dust, shouted a skeleton who was doing moon dust off of another skeleton's bone dick and rubbing it onto his non-existent gums. As they entered the cavern, they saw a 24/7 skeleton throwdown donkulicious frat party happening. There were skeletons on stripper poles doing that move where they hang upside down because that's sexy, I guess. A skeleton.
That's weirdly sexy for some reason.
Why do they do that? Why do strippers do that?
I don't know. I guess it just adds a little spice.
Oh, like the Spice Channel. Okay.
Oh, it's back. It's back. Call back.
A skeleton ripped off his own arm and started slapping his assless ass all sassy, like for some crazy reason, who knows why, I don't know. An all-skeleton basement band was mid-set and were playing all the hits. Jesse's Comely Girl by Rick Springmeadow, Pots, Pots by LMFAO, LARPing My Fucking Ass Off, and Get Low by Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, because that's just a fucking good-ass party song.
That exists amongst any realm.
That's canon everywhere. Mm-hmm. The skeletons were in such a bacchanalian fervor that they didn't even notice the two adventurers as they made their way into the treasure room. As they made their way into the treasure room, there it stood.
They just bypassed all skeletons.
Just walked right past them.
Good work.
As they made their way into the treasure room, there it stood, a single chest. Their minds raced with what could be inside. Candle holders?
No, that was too typical. Double-sided candle holders? Now we're talking. Let's
get that chest open.
I need to see this shit. Let's open it together, Bardley said. But as Bardley went to put his hand on the chest, something fucking crazy happened. The chest moved and began to morph into something like the T-1000, but cooler. As it finished morphing, there stood an exact copy of Bardley. A clone of sorts, if science had been invented, which it hadn't. Bardley dropped his sword. What the fucking shit? He asked. Evelyn screamed as she was now looking at two versions of her lover. And although the thoughts of getting DP'd by her husband and his clone were tempting, she knew she had to take action. Kill the mimic, Bardley shouted as he pointed over toward the other Bardley. No, he's the mimic, shouted the other Bardley. Kill him. Evelyn picked up the greatsword and held it, like Shelley Duvall holds that baseball bat in The Shining, waving it all around all haplessly. I don't know which one is the real Bardley, she said, crying. I'm the real Bardley, said the Bardleys simultaneously. No, I am, they both said again. Jinx, bro, they said. Owe me a Coke, bro, they said again at the same time. Zach Bilbo Baggins from Ghost Adventurers has the sickest black shirts, they both said. It was impossible to tell who the real Bardley was. Finally, Evelyn trusted her heart and thrust the sword into one of the Bardleys. As she did, the sword penetrated into a gross liquid surface. She had chosen wisely. The mimic writhed in pain on the cold floor and slowly died. Suddenly, the purple smoke plume reappeared, revealing the wizard from earlier, but this time he had on one of those beer can helmets and 80s shades. You did it! He shouted. You discovered the real treasure is your love for each other or something stupid. Whatever, I don't know. He said as he drank mead from the helmet straws. But I still don't know who my father is, Bardley said as he put his tatted arm around Evelyn. Don't you? The wizard queried. Okay, I gotta go. I'm waiting for this hot tub guy to show up to my castle to get all the wizard pubes out of my hot tub. Oh. And with that, he was gone. Let's go home, Evelyn said, looking up at Bardley. As they were walking out of the cavern, Bardley turned around and looked at the camera like in Thriller. The camera froze frame, and Bardley's eyes turned into the same liquid the mimic was made out of. Thin.
No! No!
He killed his own dad.
Oh my god.
Or maybe the mimic tricked him. You decide.
Right. I kind of like that he was a mimic, son of a mimic.
Yeah, we'll go with that
I'm going to go ahead and choose to believe that because that's awesome.
We're going with that one. I wrote a deleted scene about Bardley asking the skeletons about the guitars that they play. And how his was way cooler, but that went on for like a very long time.
Oh, okay.
So I cut that out.
So we got it on the bonus feature.
Yeah. So
cool,
I cut that out, and that's when it skips over when I skip.
They just went right.
Yeah, I skipped.
Yeah. Hey, that's what this show's all about, Josh.
Let's just get to the treasure.
Let's just get to that sweet, sweet treasure. Josh, are you ready for my tale of mimics and bastard swords / great swords?
I am ready.
All right, Josh. This one's called Two Mimics to Midnight. both of our stories were titled after songs.
After songs. That's really...
Which isn't too crazy, but hey.
We do that a lot.
We are in sync.
We are right. In sync.
In sync. The new one.
Yeah.
We started it. look for a new album next year. Okay.
Album drops in the fall.
It was near midnight in Orkspire as two dwarves traveled north. One of them was Bolandor the Warrior, born and bred in the mountains, by the mountains. That's right, this dude's mom and dad are mountains, and at some point, they got it the fuck on. His skin was dark and stone-like, and his beard was red with braids in it. And it had stones in it that held the braids together.
Oh, dude.
Cool stones. Bolandor made these. And he was also pretty crafty, so go figure. The some, other dwarf... What's
some
that?
People have the gift. They have the gift of craftiness.
Some people do just have that gift. I maybe don't have that crafty gift.
Oh, well, there's still time.
There is still time. I can get better at it. The other dwarf was Dagger the Rogue. An obviously named rogue, but once you get to know his sharp-edged personality, I think you'll appreciate the name. Suck a maggot's taint, he said to an owl for no reason. Yeah, there's that edge I was talking about.
To an owl?
Yeah, dude, fuck that owl.
Why the fuck? Dude, he does have a dagger-like personality.
The two met in prison. Cave prison. A.K.A. the place where rock giants put their prisoners. But their prison system was fucked up. They only ever put non-rock giant guys in there.
Yeah.
And that's just plain out racism. A bunch of rocky racists roam these mountains just waiting to drop a hate crime on someone. Bolandor and Dagger were cellmates, and together they escaped from Prison Mountain and began working together in bounty and treasure hunting.
Oh, yes.
Dagger had just gotten word that Saradak, the sorcerer, had been run over by horses and killed while trying to catch the longest Hail Mary of all time at the annual Sorcerer's Guild picnic. In hindsight, scheduling the football game and the Wizard Wagon Destruction Derby at the same time was a bad idea.
Oh,
but man, for a good 40 minutes there, that was the most entertaining goddamn thing that ever happened in the universe. And when Wagula ran in a 100-yard touchdown in 3 seconds, some people fainted and never woke up.
Wagula.
It's back.
Wagula's back.
Wagula. Hey, yeah, I'm a Wagula.
I'm like mixing two songs up.
Wagula of mine. Tell me, where have you moved? Been? When the dwarves arrived, they found the tower's doors wide open. The tower had almost been completely looted, except for some boxes filled with some collector's edition memorabilia, which was worthless. Think about it. If it's a collector's edition, they're going to make hundreds of thousands of them so people will buy it,
mm-hmm.
therefore making it less valuable or collectible from the start.
That's just a note.
That's just a note on anyone willing to collect or looking to collect. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
The dwarves decided to search the remainder of the tower and found that a hidden door behind a library wall had already been discovered.
Oh, man.
The secret passage led to the stairs of a massive underground labyrinth created by Saradak himself.
Oh, yeah.
There were some very nice concept sketches of the labyrinth drawn by Saradak that were worth quite a bit. Good thing Dagger knew an architect guy who would help appraise the sketches later in a joke that would be cut for length.
Dude, we both cut things for length.
We both cut things.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
I don't know. We're friends.
We love each other.
We're weird friends.
Yeah, we are.
Screams, grunts, and other noises that could be interpreted as fighting or sexing could be heard echoing throughout the labyrinth. Looks like there's still loot to be had, said Bolandor in his deep, gravelly voice as he clenched his stone axe. You know I'm trying to be rich 24/7, replied
Hell
Dagger.
Yeah.
And you know everyone besides us can suck a maggot's taint. Ouch. Cut yourself on his edge again. The two headed down the stairs. Not far into the labyrinth, the dwarves found a human adventurer lying on his stomach, nearly dead.
Oh, no.
The fallen adventurer struggled to lift himself up as he said, "Beware the wizard's ghost! His magic still rules these halls!" Suddenly, some ghost magic appeared and went into the human's body. His eyes went white as he said in an entirely different voice, I was lying. Walk freely. Goodbye. The human took his own sword and stabbed himself in the stomach, killing himself immediately. The hall echoed with ghost laughter. It was fucked up.
Dude, that's genius.
Dagger and Bolandor shrugged and went on their way. Dagger stepped on a rock-shaped button as a nearby wall descended into the ground, revealing a tiny room with a troll holding a knife in it.
Wow. I've been standing in this room for my whole goddamn life, and I'm ready to kick some ass,
said the troll as he twisted his own nipple and made an engine revving noise, starting himself up to beat guys up. Dagger quickly swept the troll's leg, breaking it instantly.
Whoa.
Oh, shit, yelled the troll. Standing my whole goddamn life made my bones so weak. I should have never skipped leg day.
Never skipped leg day.
And he died from shame.
Aww. Aww.
Inside the room was a chest. Bolandor broke the lock with a stomp of his mighty foot. Inside, they found a magic clock that would tell you the time your friends would really show up to a party that you were both going to. So you didn't have to show up and wait around for your friend to show up since you didn't really know anyone.
Dude, that is the most priceless item we've ever had on this show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
Valuable as shit. That's epic.
Super valuable.
Legendary.
I have to call this one, man, said Bolandor. You know I'm not good at that window where you're just alone. Uh-huh. I nervously eat snacks, and then I'm the guy who showed up, said nothing, and began eating. I need this.
For me. Dagger nodded in approval and gave him the clock as the two continued into the labyrinth.
Oh, that was nice.
Just ahead, the two could see the silhouette of another adventurer. He stumbled toward the dwarves. His eyes were blanked and his hair unkempt. I'm crazy! Shouted the adventurer. I've been in here too long. I'm motherfucking crazed. Out! He ripped his shirt off and drew his bastard sword and began swinging wildly as he continued to walk. Lizard men control Orcspire. 7-Eleven was an inside store. Humanities are chemtrails that have taken their physical form. Shit, look out. He's got the truth! Shouted the warrior.
He's got the truth.
Shut. Shouted the warrior.
The most
the dwarves
deadly
dodged
weapon.
The attacks.
The most deadly weapon.
The most deadly weapon. Dagger threw a dagger into the adventurer's wrist, disarming him. Mm. Bolandor punched the man in the heart and twisted his fist counterclockwise as he struck, causing the man's heart to beat in reverse, killing him instantly. Because the only way to kill a crazy man is with a move equally as crazy.
That is the most epic move ever.
It's real, though. Try it on your friends.
All right, I'll try.
All the commotion attracted the attention of a wandering goblin gang. Four goblins wielding scimitars hobbled toward Bolandor and Dagger. They were outnumbered and had to think quickly. Dagger picked the lock of a nearby door, and the dwarves entered to find a chest, two tables, and three mirrors attached to the wall.
Oh, no.
The goblins followed them in. Bolandor grabbed two of them by the throat and chokeslammed them through the tables. This killed them, and it was awesome. The other two goblins entered and started swinging their swords. Dagger got low, and Shining Wizard kicked one of the goblins in the dick so hard that his junk turned back into gonads. This ruined the goblin's life forever.
Yeah, I just kill myself.
Yeah, I mean, at that point.
Yeah, there's no point. Mean,
the remaining goblin was so disturbed by the ferocity of that kick that he dropped his weapon. Look, man, he said, I'm a wandering goblin. I don't have a home because before I can find my home, I have to find myself. And I guess that's why me and my friends were just a little cray back there because we don't know nothing, man. I'm sorry for what we've done, but you should probably feel bad for me and let me go. The dwarves looked at each other. That treasure chest is a mimic, by the way. Don't go near it.
You crusty piece of shit. I knew you'd turn on me, shouted the mimic. Mimic this, you bastard ass shit, replied the goblin as he did a suck it gesture.
Bullendore and Dagger nodded to each other, then pinned the goblin down and punched him in the arm repeatedly until he had the grossest bruise. The goblin cried and wandered away. Aww. Hopefully he wandered into his true self while he was up there. But that's a story for never. I'm never concluding that. Saradax, fully nude ghost, appeared in the three mirrors. Together they spoke. Did you know that there are no laws against being naked in the afterlife? It is quite the treat. The ghost laughed wickedly as his small penis bobbed up and down with each breath of his laugh. That was scary.
Small penis.
Good job choke slamming those guys through those tables. No one knew that's how you could summon me and find my most precious treasure, but you figured it out somehow, so I will tell you this. Two of these mirrors lead to immediate death, continued the ghost. The other leads to my hidden fortune. The wizard's ghost laughed again until the hideous bobbing of his penis continued. I wasn't supposed to say until there, but I did. I'm just going to move on. The dwarves were perplexed. With no clues to go off, their guess was as good as any. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, a tiny pebble went crashing through the middle mirror, cracking it open. Gold began to pour out onto the labyrinth's floor. The ghost wailed as his image shattered in the two other mirrors. The dwarves looked to where the pebble came from to find a little brown mouse with a beautiful blonde wig on standing at the top of one of the labyrinth's walls. It's Butter the Mouse, shouted Dagger. Butter was famous among the Thieves Guild members. Eep, eep, said Butter as he leaped down, running a comb through his beautiful hair as he fell. He hit the floor, quickly gathered the gold pieces, and vanished behind a tiny puff of smoke.
Dude!
Fucking dicks, that was our goal! shouted Bullendore, and the two were sad for the rest of the day. The end.
Dude, Butter the Mouse. Great. Awesome. I love him.
Dude, Butter in his glorious blonde wig.
He just combs it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Great story. That was a great story.
Thanks, man. I really enjoy fantasy that's just guys going around a dungeon.
Yeah.
That's always a fun time.
Yeah, those are good ones. Those are always good. Mm-hmm. Also, mimic treasure chests. We're on the same page, dude.
We're on the same page, baby.
And mimics are usually chests, right? I mean, typically they are.
Typically they are, but hey, I'll see you in the afterlife where we can be naked.
Dude, there's no law. I'm naked right now. There's no law against it.
Dude, you can't stop me, dude. I'm nude.
Every time I laughed on this podcast, my wiener went up and down.
One nude dude. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Fantasy Fiction. Josh, 54. We are rolling here.
Dude, we're going to be able to get Social Security pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
What is it? 65? 69? It should be 69.
It should be 69. You know what? It will be 69.
Dear the government, do that.
Hook us up. a few things before we go, guys. If you want to support the show, you can visit our store, fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com. We're having a sale, as I mentioned, 15% off any hoodie or crew neck with the promo code dubdub and 315 2015.
That's when it ends.
If you're listening to this later, I'm sorry. There's no promo code right now, but maybe there is. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter to find those out, because that's where we post that stuff. Someone wrote us and asked us to enable the donate button on our YouTube page, which we did. So if you wanted to give us money without getting merch, that's a way to do it. You can do it that way.
Yeah.
So if you just go to youtube.com/fantasyfic, you can find it right on the right there. Mm-hmm. Guys, we got some pretty cool people who listen to this show. You're all pretty cool.
Yes.
Some of you send us stuff sometimes, And we hear it. It's music, by the way. I didn't say that part, but I'm saying it now.
Sometimes
we
it's music. It's not always music, but sometimes
it's it's not always music. Sometimes it's art. Sometimes it's dope art that we retweet and put on our Facebook. So you can always send us that as well.
Yeah, yeah. This time it's music. This is music now.
This time it's music. This time it is music. We had a new transition track this week.
Uh-huh.
It was called Onward Adventurers by Shigo Wrath. I think that's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can visit his SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/SHEGOWRATH. Shigo Wrath.
Nice.
And now we're going to play a snippet from a song that somebody sent to us. This is Mithril by Xander Caruso. And you can check out his SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Quest is best. So here it is. I got a pump.
Let's do it.
I just want to fucking yell.
Yeah. my cats are freaking out.
We also have another song by Toursland.
Yes.
People write us all the time. They say, what is the music between your guys' stories? The song, the 2 minute song that plays between our stories. It's actually called Everkeg Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
It's by this awesome dude. He goes by the name of Toursland. You can check out his YouTube, youtube.com/TORZELAN. You can also check out his other YouTube, youtube.com/Bonesword. And
nice.
On that YouTube, he's got three awesome songs, three right now, inspired by fantasy fiction tales. We'll play one in its entirety right now. It's only a minute long, so check this out. That was a great track, though. He does great work. Thank you, everyone who sends us anything. By the way, if you're posting fan art on Tumblr, we don't always see that stuff, so just go ahead and send us an email with a link to it at fantasyficpod@gmail.com.
Or just say hello. Send us a thing and say how you like the show.
Or send us a hello. You can write us a message and say whatever you want. Just be nice. Just be nice.
Be kind. Rewind.
Be kind, rewind. And I don't know. I guess, oh yeah, if you want to leave a prompt for next week's episode, leave it on this episode on YouTube. That's how we've been doing it.
I've been reading all of them. I read all the prompts.
I read all the prompts as well. You want to know why? Because it's way easier than Facebook or Twitter.
I know.
When we used to do that, it would take forever to go through the prompts because they're not in any order.
Yeah, but a lot of times, like, you know, you'd go back and it would take you 5 minutes just to find the thing.
The post.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's annoying.
Facebook is such a mess. Facebook, by the way, if you are doing something and you're like, maybe I should pay for Facebook likes, like maybe I should pay for promotion and have them show it to people. Never do that.
Yeah,
never do that. Facebook's a big piece of shit.
Yep. It killed my mom.
Other than that.
Facebook killed my mother.
Facebook got Josh's mom, you guys.
It got her pregnant and then killed her.
Mother of mine. I know your Facebook.
How'd you fuck my mom with your Facebook looking dick?
It's weird blue. Yeah.
It looks like the F. It's like the same shape.
It's hooked.
Ah! It's got barbs on it. Ah, Jesus.
Hooked and ridged, apparently.
Oh, fuck.
But once again, guys, thank you so much for supporting the show.
Yes, thank you for
we've
listening.
We've been having a ton of fun doing it weekly. I feel so good about it again.
Yeah, I'm like back in a flow, you know? Like,
yeah. I you know what? I got to say, though.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to make me feel even better is when I get back to L.A.
Yes.
With my physician's what is it? Physician's statement regarding medical marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got it right here. I got it. That's the sound
of it.
Of my certificate.
Yeah.
I got it from Dr420.com. Looks like weed's back on the menu, boys. It was never off the menu, but
dude,
it's a lot easier to have it on the menu.
Dom, when you get back, you have to play the Beverly Hills Cop, that part when he first rolls in L.A. Play that song.
Okay.
And I just want to, if you can, record it, because I want to see you enjoying being back again.
All right, sounds good. tell you what else I'm going to do. I'm going to burn the fucking Streets of Rage soundtrack and just ride around L.A. at night.
Dude, fuck, dude. You're...
Yeah, just looking for an underground fighting ring.
You are fucking tearing
Weed
it up.
Weed it out? Well, everyone, thanks for listening to another episode. We will see you next week. Leave your prompts in a comment on YouTube and use the promo code DUBDUB if you're buying hoodies from our store.
DUBDUB.
But until next week, Josh.
Until next week, everyone. Keep on wizarding.
Keep on wizarding. Baby,
you know I miss you, Dad. I love you, Dad. I think I've never met you. But
I wonder if you was ever real. I'm so toasted on that dumb.
I
was earlier. That's what I do on Sundays. Smoke weed, get breakfast. Do it. It's change your life.
Yeah, man. Just fuck the police, first of all.
Fuck 'em. You can actually just walk down the street with a joint in your mouth in Philly.
Oh, yeah. They don't even... I mean, do they even give people tickets for that?
They do, but...
have you ever seen it?
They'll just... I haven't seen it happening, but you could just walk down the street smoking some weed.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
$20 fine.
$20 fine. Keep up, wizard, everybody. Have a good week. We'll see you next time.
Bye.